Thank you. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, we ain't going to get rid of tradition here. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 8th day of March, 2022, I think. Is it 2022? Damn, I don't know. Or 20, never mind, I guess it don't fucking matter. 2023. This calendar, I just fixed it, but it doesn't have the goddamn year on the top of it. Anyway, I'll write that in. 2023, I'm your host, Henry Shy, with this is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in star 6 to mute. I'm going to find out why everybody isn't mute, and I'll get that fixed this evening. A couple of things I wanted to say. The archives haven't been going up because I got to wait to get till Friday. I get a new mouse my son has sent me. I can run the programming that we're recording on. This is the programming I use at school. So you know, all the archives of this week will go up on probably Saturday because I have to wait for assistance from my son. Who without his help, my son Chris, this fucking broadcast wouldn't be on the site, wouldn't be. I know we're putting up very few articles, and I'm sorry about that, but I have to recreate a shortcut to get to our contributors list because I'm watching everybody, as there's people trying to fuck with this as usual, and I have to deal with that. I'm running both, you know, both parts, the broadcast and the fucking monitoring of the call-in line. And we'll have it down until I can do it. We'll create shortcuts, and the archives will be up on Saturday, at least maybe Friday. At any rate, this is a live call, and probably did that. It is currently 29 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 35 degrees today with a winter storm advisory. And that's the weather. I mean, it's just been nasty here. It's just no fun whatsoever. Now, let's see. I'm going to run this. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Once again, so. Of course, it doesn't want to cooperate. Still doesn't want to cooperate. Okay. and we'll just keep doing this until it does. There we go. All righty. Anyway, I was going to start off by, you know, letting you guys know things are going to, they'll keep getting better, because I'll keep getting better at it. And I'll, as far as time, I mean, my time is so maxed out, you wouldn't believe it. I have to remove all of Laura's stuff from this house. That's the way of the people here. That's what we do. And her personal stuff will be given to her granddaughters, and her clothes and all the rest of her stuff will be burned where we used to shoot guns. That's how we do it here. All righty. And watch when you're, you know, I know a lot of people, you guys are cool that are sending in the articles, but until I get that goddamn mouse, man, I mean, it's like a monkey playing with itself with a football. I mean, once I get the mouse, I'll be good to go. Anyway, let's see what we got here today to talk about. I mean, we could talk about just about any damn thing. FOIA request uncovers FBI effort to get hospitalized Americans to forfeit their Second Amendment right. It's not Second Amendment right. If we don't start getting the fucking terminology right and quit going along with this Second Amendment shit like our rights were granted by that fucking fraudulent Constitution, instead of us taking those fucking rights and making them law, we're not getting no fucking where. It's not a democracy. This goddamn country is not, it ain't even a fucking republic. It's a fucking corporation. And we got to start using the right goddamn terminology.
You read my mind on that, Henry. I was just going to say that. It's just like how they play their word game with democracy and know this is supposed to be a republic with the basis rights on the individual.
Well, it ain't even a republic, because their constitution that would have made it a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual was a fucking fraud. It wasn't ratified by we the people or any representatives elected by we the people. They did it just like they're doing this UN bullshit. Just a bunch of them got together and said, well, I'm going to be, well, like John Adams said after Yorktown, let's declare a king. And then he suggested that we take a Prussian motherfucking prince as our king. These motherfuckers have been the same motherfuckers. They were the same motherfuckers in the colonies that were tyrannizing the people under the authority and charter of the fucking king. It never has changed. They're here and they think they're going to fulfill our Albert Pike's fucking dream of taking this place back away from us. They're not. If we don't let them. Anyway, let's go on to this. I'm pretty sure that Galen put this up. I got to get that. Another thing I'm working on. So I can see who brought the article to the site, but I'm pretty sure it's Galen. The Washington Examiner reported new information Tuesday from a Gun Owners of America Freedom of Information Act FOIA a request showing the FBI coordinated secretly with hospitals and medical centers to strip U.S. citizens of their right to own, buy, or even use firearms, and they cannot fucking do it. I don't care what those people sign, because the word unalienable means you can't have it taken away. It can't be contracted away, because any such contract would be a violation of the Ninth Article. You can't have that authority in any contract, and you can't even give it away. It is a part of your being, like your fingers and your toes and your ears and your nose. So, I mean, this is all bullshit, and people, see, they go and they do this, and people, oh, guys, I didn't take my rights, I guess I could, I mean, if I sign a piece of paper. No, they can't. They can't take nothing from you. I don't care what you fucking signed. No contract is lawful that violates the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable, ratified by elected representatives of the people, law of December 15, 1791. If it does not meet the standard of that law, and I mean to the fucking mark, it is unenforceable. They have no jurisdiction over us. If you fucking know who you are and you know what you are, you can tell them to fuck off. And they don't fuck off. It's come to the point. You know, the founders and our true founders, the ones that, you know, the anti-federalists that put together, well, laid down the criteria that for the Bill of Rights that we needed. I think that they put that as the final failsafe. You know, our common law courts have been unlawfully removed. We're under being called subject to an unlawful corporation that could not be created because no power could exist that denied or discouraged our rights under the Ninth Article. There is 390 million square miles. Everybody thinks that, man, you know, because their next door neighbor isn't right with them, or they went and took the shot, or they're a bunch of stupid motherfuckers, that there ain't that many of us. But I'm sure you, there fucking is. We're just scattered all over this country. It's in one way, it is an advantage. In another way, it is a detriment. But when the fight starts, if people just, it's individuals, and it's going to take individuals with big fucking balls in the beginning to start fucking enforcing that Bill of Rights. You don't plead to your what was supposed to be your servants, and I don't plead to no corporation for my goddamn guaranteed by the jurisdictional authority of my people and by the written fucking law, my fucking rights. I don't plead for them. I tell you what they are, and you fucking, if you want to challenge them, you got to go to a common law court in your private capacity, and you got to file a fucking complaint with an affidavit attached to it, and your affidavit, I get an answer. And I'm going to charge you with treason and fucking sedition. Until that day, we are at war. They have declared war on us. The ACLU fucking put it right there. We're going to destroy the fucking Bill of Rights. Well, that's what the whole goddamn thing started over at Lexington and Concord. It wasn't no goddamn bunch of aristocrats wanting their fucking goddamn corporate fiefdoms. They already had them. They already had the people subjugated. It was the people who stood up on their fucking own as individuals and fucking fought them dirty bastards, shot them clear back to Boston, surrounded Boston, shot them with cannon, ran them out of fucking Boston. And in the end, when the fucking fighting was done, who was the power handed over to? Who did Cornwallis surrender his sword to? George fucking Washington. He was an aristocratic delegate, but was fucking a part of the goddamn problem in the beginning. But hey, man, we'll have another King George. It just wouldn't work. I mean, since we're little children, they've lied to us. They've tried to get us to believe this fucking horse shit. But it is fucking horse shit. The fucking true masters of this country is we, the American nationals, and we're not fucking citizens. We are fucking goddamn sovereign nationals of this country. We're on a par with the King of fucking England, the anointed one. But we have allowed our common law courts, the highest courts in this fucking land, to be shut down unlawfully. I mean, when they seized the gold in 1933, I believe it was, the people should have fucking just shot them down right then and there. It would have been a hell of a lot easier. They were a hell of a lot smaller. And the people understood their rights a hell of a lot better. But I mean, it's like, you know, I was talking the other day about, you know, the guy, I don't like this part of the Bill of Rights. Then you're a fucking traitor. I don't care what you do with your fucking rights, you punk bitch. If you ain't got the balls to fucking stand up. See, they know if they could crack that, if they could take one fucking comma out of it, then they could start dismantling it. But they can't. The Ninth Article prevents it. And that's what we have to enforce, that Ninth fucking Article. Now let's go on to see what these guys think that they can fucking do that they can't. Drink of water here. The Washington Examiner reported new information Tuesday on Gun Owners of America. We read that request showing the FBI coordinated secretly with hospitals and medical centers to strip U.S. citizens. I'm not a citizen. And see, you don't want to be a citizen because a citizen is a fucking subject. I'm not a subject. I'm the fucking goddamn sovereign of this country. I'm like the fucking King of England. Nobody owns me. I own myself. That is my natural rights, and they are absolutely the highest law in this fucking land. Citizens of their rights to own and buy or even use firearms. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. I don't care what they signed. The contract is illegal because it violates the fucking law. Well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed, period, in any fucking way. That means can't take it away. You can't contract it away. I can't even give it away. It's mine. It's a part of my fucking being. And if people would just understand that and understand it is their being that is being attacked and fucking enforce those son of a bitches on the spot. You don't plead for the highest law in the land. You tell them to fuck off under the highest law of the land because their policies, and that's all it is fucking corporate policies under Roman civil law do not conform to the fucking highest law in this land. The law of December 15, 1791, we know as our Bill of Rights, which is our common law. The news comes just after months after the GOA FOIA revealed information about a form used by the FBI in an effort to secure forfeiture of Second Amendment rights, or not Second Amendment rights. The Constitution did not grant us our rights. We did it through fucking ratification through the several states. It went from state to state. And when the majority of the states had fucking ratified it, it became law. The Constitution that they're trying to claim gives you your fucking rights. It isn't even a lawful document. It was never ratified by we the people. It was just a bunch of assholes like these international corporations right now that are trying to say, oh, the World Health Organization is going to tell you to stay in your house, Henry. And even though it violates your right to procedural due process and your right to be secure in your person, in your house, and your papers and effects, you're going to have to do it. You want to bet? You want to fucking bet? Come on, you UN son of a bitch. Are you, whatever son of a bitch wants to die for this fucking treason, bring it fucking on. You are not going to violate my fucking rights. Get it through your fucking head. Build information about a form used by the FBI in efforts for secure forfeitures. It's not the Second Amendment. It is the second article of the fucking Bill of Rights, which is a single body of law. It's not, it can't be broken up. That's why they can't destroy it. But the reason they put it on that goddamn Constitution as a preamble is because so that they could have two contracts in one fucking goddamn piece of paper. You cannot have two contracts of opposite fucking subject matter in one fucking contract without one devouring the other. And it was always their intent to remove our Bill of Rights. They violated it from the fucking beginning. Like I said, the only thing I've ever had against the brave fucking men who went out and fought to get these goddamn rights for us is that they didn't go to Philadelphia and finish the fucking job. If they'd have went and wiped those motherfuckers out, no, you're not going to write a constitution that suits you and then have your fucking lapdogs, cronies that you appoint fucking ratify it. You're not going to do that. You're not going to make a corporation. You're not going to do shit. We just fought for our fucking freedom and liberty, and we're going to fucking have it and enjoy it, and we're going to enjoy the fruits of our fucking goddamn country. Oh, let's go here. Continue reading this. On September 2nd, 2022, Breitbart News noted Ameland.com warned of the FBI's effort in 2019 after a GOA discovered the NDICE self-submission form. You can't give it away. Look up the word unalienable. This is why they put it in there, for shit like this. You can't give it away. And when you give yours away, you can't give mine. You sure as fuck can't give mine away. Each one of us, that goddamn law belongs to us. Incomplete. It belongs to you. As an individual, it is your individual jurisdiction that you enforce it with. December 9th, 2019, the form gave Americans the opportunity, I love that, to voluntarily give up this. Who's banging something there? The opportunity to voluntarily give up the Second Amendment rights, allowing no means by which the forfeited rights could be resecured. I'm sorry. They can't. They just flat ass fucking can't, people. The fucking, I mean, it's all been a fraud since goddamn Abraham Lincoln declared martial law. By what authority did he declare martial law? The Constitution can contain no authority that denies or disparages the rights of the others' rights between secured by the people. They can't touch our fucking rights. They never could. But people didn't understand. Well, the people in the beginning understood it. By third grade, their children were expected to fucking memorize it. And you fucked with them, they fucking fucked back. But they were real men. You think how strong those son of a bitches were that went out into the fucking field and fought the fucking British. You think of how strong those people were with rags wrapped around their feet, crossing the Delaware, going to Trenton with goddamn rags wrapped around their feet and using pikes because their guns powder was wet because it was a blizzard and the fucking river was freezing over. And I mean, goddamn, how tough were those? That's why they got what they wanted, because they were fucking mean enough and tough enough to go shove a fucking pike to a goddamn German mercenary in a heartbeat. They were tough. At least 3% of them were. And everybody. Go ahead.
Hey, do you see the cowardly way they try to get the guns, though? I mean, instead of just being men and say, we're going to take your shit. We're going to come and just take it. They want to do it. I mean, this, if we don't realize that what we're dealing with is a paper tiger, basically. I mean, you'll never see it after that, because it's like, I mean, this is fag shit. This is faggoty way to get it, instead of taking it like a man.
Yeah, well, every other attack on the fucking first article, on the second article, on our Bill of Rights is a fucking, the fifth article with the seizures, asset seizures. You fucking can't read the fucking, that you cannot take somebody's property without due process of the law. You can't read that. You don't even make a charge and you're fucking taking people's property. You're fucking vaginally searching women on the side of the fucking road. Why is that happening, people? Why? Because we're letting it. These son of a bitches should, they have no jurisdictional authority over an individual free sovereign national. We all are. And if they fucking come to fucking violate your rights, you don't say, I have the start, you know, like that. They fuck you. Boom. You motherfucker, you understand now, you mercenary son of a bitch. Your union fucking badge does not apply to me. I'm a free man. I don't fucking answer to nobody. I'm no subject. I ain't a 14th Amendment subject citizen with a goddamn sovereign that fucking owns everything, including me. Forfeited rights could be, fuck you. I mean, they're writing this shit and they know better. You know better. Whoever's wrote this son of a bitch, if you don't know better, you're a stupid son of a bitch. GOA reported to Ameland's warning. Responded to Ameland's warning by filing a FOIA, and the Daily Caller subsequently observed that the FOA request showed the FBI actually took the form to the homes of some Americans, presenting those Americans with the option of giving up their Second Amendment right. If they did, they went to goddamn communists so that they could make a fucking show. You can't even talk about my rights, you fucking low-life corporate piece of shit. And you fucking come and try to take my guns, I will fucking enforce my fucking second article right to the fucking death. Yours or mine. Oh, let's see what else we got here. The forms presented by the FBI to people at their homes and in other undisclosed locations, according to the Bureau, documents unearthed through the Freedom of Information Act by the fire. And that's another thing, this Freedom of Information Act. There was never supposed to be any fucking secret goddamn government in this country. Everything was supposed to be done out in the fucking open. They weren't supposed to go in the back fucking room after, oh, we'll have let you give your comment. No, you will. I would give you orders and you will fucking follow them. That was the fucking deal, you son of a bitches. And you've created a fucking goddamn unlawful corporation. Everything you've done since then is fucking fraud. It means nothing. And if people rise up, when they fucking take this fucking place back, you have made some serious motherfucking enemies, and you better realize it. Whether I'm here or not, if I'm dead, what we have done here, the people understand. And don't you let them take one fucking goddamn comma out of that fucking Bill of Rights. You enforce that son of a bitch with zero tolerance. Anybody fucking even talks about fucking with it, put them up against the goddamn wall and kill them. See, Information Act by the Firearms Rights, GOA. At least, fuck you, GOA. You motherfuckers, I don't have to get hire some fucking third fucking party to fucking take care of my goddamn rights. My fucking forefathers did not. They went out with their own fucking guns. And as individuals, they enforced those rights. And if that's all, if the people just did that, this shit would stop so fast it'd make your head swim. At least 15 people between 2016 and 2019 signed the secret form. Signed the secret form? It's a secret because it's bullshit. It can't exist. It's, that was an act of treason. Which asked, and fucking espionage, which asked signatories to declare themselves as either a danger to themselves or others, or lacking mental capacity adequately to control or to contract or manage their lives. You can't contract and manage your lives under a fucking goddamn corporate dictatorship. Everything written is written to the straw man corporation that they created the day you were fucking born. And unless you know how to respond as a fucking living man, you can't fucking defend yourself even. You call down here to Klamath Falls, and you call the district court number, and you get a company directory. Because that's what it is. This is fucking corporations thinking they're going to fucking enslave us. Well, you're fucking corporations. You don't have enough, motherfuckers. And you go, and after we whip their ass, a good hard ass whipping, when we start fucking tromping their ass, they'll bring in their fucking Chinese and we'll have to kill them too. But this has to be done. It's a shit shame that it fell on our generation because it's made a misery out of too much of my fucking life and too much of my fucking wife's life. We've been fighting this thing for fucking Jesus Christ, what, 20, 30 years? And now, and with the trenches, we took it all apart and we found out how it fucking works and what they're fucking doing and why they can't do it. And the fact that we are at the second article. They have removed our courts, where the common law courts. That's what the first article was about when they talked about redress of grievance. We took our grievance to the highest court in this land. It was a goddamn common law court under the common law jurisdiction, not a goddamn corporate court with a corporate appointed fucking goddamn judge who is in fucking bed not only with the DA but with your fucking attorney. They're to do that. They're corporate. I mean, they got letters of mark like a fucking pirate. They're there, and all the money they take, a percentage, goes into their retirement fund. Come on, people. The judge is supposed to be elected and sworn into the common law, as is the sheriff. Now you say, my sheriff was elected. Yeah, but he wasn't sworn into the common law like he was supposed to be. He was sworn in under the 14th Amendment to enforce the laws of the illegal fucking laws and statutes of the fucking states and the federal government. He's not a fucking lawful goddamn peace officer, and he has no fucking jurisdictional authority over you. He can't. Because the court doesn't exist where somebody would have to go in their individual capacity and file a complaint against you or file a civil suit against you. It just don't fucking exist. They have removed them. They think they're going to remove your fucking Bill of Rights and make a goddamn world slave out of you. Are you going to let them? That's the only goddamn question. Oh, man. Contract or manage their lives. Fuck you. And see, they did started that with the goddamn people on Social Security. If you're on Social Security, you can't manage your fucking life. Well, fucking, yeah, you can. And I don't give a shit what fucking goddamn legal ease you come up with, or Roman civil law, your private fucking law being enforced as public, private fucking policies being enforced as public law. It's irrelevant under the fucking Bill of Rights. If it violates the Bill of Rights, it's not enforceable. Plain and simple. And it ain't goddamn rocket science, and they fucking know it. You won't see, I mean, like, you'll hear these guys now because they're coming out because the push that we have put for 12 fucking years on the Bill of Rights. and getting it out and getting people to understand it and understand their authority over themselves. The fact that we're supposed to be self-governing. We don't have no goddamn ruling class, and we don't have no goddamn buddy governing us. We're individual free sovereign nationals. We're not fucking citizens. We own this goddamn joint. The 2011 usage of the forum was done in November of that year and was signed by an Oklahoma medical professional who included their state license number. See, when you go to these other sites and you listen, you hear them talk about the Bill of Rights, and they fucking say, well, maybe it shouldn't be, or this, or maybe it should. You go and look and look at when they were created, and you'll see INC behind their names. They're in it for the fucking money. This is exactly what they had planned when they handed our internet over to the fucking Chinese. Half of it's fucking gone, and the ones that are allowed to come up and make money at this, they do so if they'll fucking, I mean, just throw it off. If we could just get rid of one comma, one fucking comma, we could do this. I'm telling you, you try fucking touching that Bill of Rights, and then we will attack. There will be no goddamn, you sons of bitches, try changing it one fucking letter. You do not have the authority. The 9th article fucking declares it, and the 10th article declares it for the states. The states are in such gross violation of the highest law in this fucking land that they, every fucking one of their fucking goddamn communist fucking goddamn infiltration leaders and their fucking followers should be taken out and put against a fucking wall and shot. You are in violation of our law, motherfuckers. Our law fucking stands above you. It is the highest law in this land. Anything that you fucking make up or write down on a piece of paper that doesn't conform to that law is non-enforceable. And we as freemen, individual free sovereign nationals have the right to enforce that fucking law. Not only the right, but the duty that we have been neglecting for how many fucking years. That's why people go, well, it's really not, because nobody's been doing it. It was kept hid. Those who claimed to be patriots didn't talk about it. They wanted a fucking theocracy. No, you can't have it. I'll think freely. I'll act freely. And I will be left the fuck alone, so long as I'm leaving other people the fuck alone. And the goddamn public lands that you've fucking stolen. We want all our fucking wealth back. We want the son of a bitches that stole it hung because it was taken without due process of the fucking law. And we've been treated like goddamn fucking slaves, subjects to these fucking corporations too fucking long. You're going to let Walmart fuck you over and fucking punk you? Or are you going to stand up like men and fucking fight? The 2011 usage of the form was done November of that year, and it was signed by an Oklahoma medical professional who included their state license number. See, it's all corporate. It isn't fucking apply to us. The fucking Bill of Rights is not corporate. It is our goddamn it's our self-rule, plain and simple. We don't need these son of a bitches for nothing, and they're fucking raping our fucking country. They're going to try and starve us to death. It's just only going to get fucking worse. I tell you, people, as you fail to act, if you fucking acted and started really tearing these motherfuckers up, it would slow it down. But until everybody goes out there and wipes these bastards out, removes that goddamn unlawful corporation, and fucking reestablishes the fact that if you violate that Bill of Rights, you're going to go to that common law court that's back in session. The courts are there. Our courts are still there, seats are empty. There have been no judges elected. The sheriffs, have went over to the fucking union. More money. See, more money. Just so fucking all you got to do is betray the fucking people. More money, and you get money. Representative Andrew Clyde commented on the newest revelation regarding the FBI's work to help citizens forfeit Second Amendment rights. It's not a Second Amendment right. It's your Second Article right under the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1789, which is above your Constitution doesn't even exist. You're not ruling with the consent of the people. The people never consented to that fucking piece of shit, and they wouldn't put it out there for ratification because they knew the people wouldn't. We didn't wasn't going to trade one fucking goddamn ruler for another. We were free. We are free. We will stay free. Citizens forfeit Second Amendment rights. It's not my Second Amendment rights. It's my second article right. You fuckers know it. They know all this shit, man. They know what Tenchcott said. They know what they're fucking doing. And, man, try to convince yourself they don't at this point. Make no mistake, the FBI is weaponizing NICS forms to advance the left's dangerous agenda of dismantling our Second Amendment liberties. You cannot dismantle it. You start dismantling it, we start shooting, motherfucker. We have no, you have crossed the fucking line last time. Dismantle your second article. That's what the fucking thing started. That's why you don't celebrate goddamn the true start of the fucking goddamn uprising on April 19th, 1775. That's why they've hidden it. They've taken it from the calendar. It was the people. It was not the aristocrats. The aristocrats were doing just fucking fine, committing treason upon the people for the fucking king under his fucking charter. It was the people. Once they seen the people couldn't be stopped, oh, they jumped in. Oh, yeah, we're going to be the followers of your country, and we're going to make up a whole bunch of stuff that you don't get a fucking vote on. You don't get even any say in, and we're going to make ourselves the leaders. Should have killed every fucking one of them and took every fucking thing they had. Representative Andrew Clyde, Republican. There ain't no Republicans. He's just another fucking... And you know, they always try to... The left, the right. No, they're both your fucking enemy. They are not fucking... They are not within the law of the fucking highest law of this land. They are in violation thereof. Every fucking one of them has committed treason and sedition at minimum that should put them against the fucking wall or on the gallows. Representative Andrew Clyde R. Commented on the newest revelations regarding the FBI's work to help citizens forfeit the... See, you're letting them use that word, citizen. I'm not a fucking citizen. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. I'm the fucking goddamn sovereign of this country, you son of a bitch. And you're not going to fucking help me do any goddamn thing. Forfeit Second Amendment rights. Make no mistake, the FBI is weaponizing NICS forms to advance the left's, see the left, and it's the left, guys. We go with the right, we'll go with fucking the right. You know, Donnie Trump, what did he say? We'll take the guns and then we'll give them the due process of law. Like he's either a fucking retard or he's just that fucking arrogant. The due process of the law is what you have to go through to get to the point to where you have the jurisdictional authority to do any fucking thing to an American national. And the American national gets a goddamn trial by a jury of his peers or her peers, and the jury fucking decides, not some fucking goddamn corporate fucking star chamber judge appointed by your fucking opposition. Get real. Amendments, make no mistake, the FBI is weaponizing NCIS forms to advance the left. There is no left or right to them. They are fucking just straight up fucking traitors. They are international corporate mafia fucking gangsters. Left's dangerous agenda of dismantling our Second Amendment liberty. They're not Second Amendment liberties. They are Second Article, fucking absolute fucking law. And it does not, the Ninth Article does not allow any authority, none, to exist that can deny or disparage that goddamn right or any other right in that fucking document. And disarming our nation, Congress must thoroughly investigate the troubling matter and hold all unelected anti-gun bureaucrats involved accountable for forcing Americans to relinquish their constitutional rights. See, I don't like that. That is incorrect. You can call them your God-given rights. You can call them your natural rights. The Constitution did not grant them. The aristocracy did not grant us our rights. We took our fucking rights and we fucking codified them in fucking law. That law can be cited in any fucking goddamn legal document, any fucking affidavit that you want to use, any writ. And they fucking know it. That's why they have to keep on doing this fucking shit, because they cannot crack the motherfucker. They know if they go and try and fucking repeal or try to touch it with an inferior fucking authority, they're fucking going to get shot. Our Second Amendment liberties and disarming our nation. Congress must thoroughly investigate this troubling matter and hold all unelected anti-gun bureaucrats involved accountable for forcing Americans to relinquish their constitutional rights. And of course they're going to do that. I mean, there is no goddamn Congress. There is no goddamn Senate. There is no fucking executive. You have fucking mob bosses. They have sit-downs. This is not the goddamn, even a fucking resemblance of what they fucking promised you is in their first lie when they created it. And if you fall for that shit, you'll fall for any fucking thing. I swear you will. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. This is going to take a second to do, but I'm going to do it anyway. All righty. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
us come. Move your feet to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. Our fighters are one in heart and soul. Midnightmare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Shining armor, piercing a ring, houses run with a father's shield, fight the battles to the hill. Midnight man, blood red dawn, fight to keep this land your own. Down the horn and call the cry, how many of them can we make die? How many of them can we make die? Ah, how many of them can we make die?
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro-FM, Chiliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiliquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated, and if you don't think they're fucking needed, you don't know what we've done. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:52 a.m., p.m., and that, of course, was Heather Alexander with March of Cambrith. How many of them are going to have to kill? That's all that's asking. Give me a second to shift back over here. Okay, and we're back. Let's see what else we got on this today. That's interesting. Oh, that's the only article on there. What the hell is the deal? I guess we will continue to talk about these pricks then. But there's more article left, believe it or not. Congress must today, and ain't no fucking Congress, you ignorant son of a bitch. A.W. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News. No, I'm not going to fucking pimp your goddamn site for you. I'd rather sit here and just fucking talk about the fucking Bill of Rights. Why don't you fuckers start talking about the Bill of Rights and start fucking enforcing it and stop acting like it can be fucking changed. Stop acting like there's any fucking other way out of this, because there ain't. Is it only the old fucking people that fucking care? I want to know. At any rate, guys, this goddamn, these articles, we talked about it before. You know, these are put up to fucking aggravate us. This is goddamn psychological warfare. I've made up my mind. Have you made up your fucking mind? And is your mind fucking right to do what you think you're going to do? Do you understand what you're going to have to fucking do? Do you understand how bad this is going to get? We've told you since the beginning that every day it's going to get fucking worse. Have we fucking lied to you? Have we ever fucking lied to you? No, we have not. It has went just like we said it was going to go. We told you about these fuckers when we revealed it long before they fucking revealed themselves. And we told you about fucking Donnie Trump and how it is the fucking international corporate mafia elite that is fucking suppressing the fucking rights of we the people under our fucking ratified unalienable law of December 15, 1789, or 91, sorry. You fucking, there's, what are you doing? I mean, what do you do during your day? I mean, a lot of people, you know, when we were working on getting the site back up, I watched people fucking, you know, the support drop off, and thank you to the people who did support us. And it was a small fucking amount, a lot less than I figured, you know, when Spike died. Well, fucking, have you guys forgot about Spike? Because he's sitting right here beside me in the picture. I haven't forgot what that man did, the sacrifice he fucking made. And how quickly people fucking just, oh, that makes me think entertainment. Are you coming here for entertainment? Because this ain't fucking entertainment. It's not what it's meant for. It's meant to teach you who you are, what you are, and see if you have the fucking courage to fucking enforce the law that your fucking ancestors died to put in place. That you fucking put liberty above life. Liberty is the right to fucking own yourself. It's the right to fucking own property. It is the right to do any goddamn thing you please so long as you are not interfering with the rights of another. It's not fucking rocket science. It never fucking was. And while, yeah, that Constitution, oh boy, it was so fucking buried, just like the fucking Anti-Federalist Papers were buried. They went on and they get big fucking scraps from the fucking table for a while until all the resources were brought to fucking bear. And now they don't fucking need us. What they need is third world fucking servants. So they're fucking trying to repopulate our fucking country with fucking foreigners. We are American nationals. This son of a bitch belongs to us. And in order for them to give one American national a piece of our fucking pie, they would have to take every fucking one of us through the fucking due process guaranteed in that fucking Bill of Rights from the 4th to the 8th article. And they would have to get a ruling from the goddamn common law jury, giving them the authorization to take it from us to give it to a foreign national. I don't think that the fucking people would do it. And not to mention, nobody's going to serve on a goddamn jury that's a fucking foreigner. You fucking forget it. They're playing this. God, how far did you ever think that they would take this fucking fraud vote? How far? I mean, goddamn, is anybody out there still stupid enough to be registered to vote and call themselves a patriot? I'd like to know, because this is what they call your acquiescence to their fucking goddamn tyranny. And they say, if you don't vote, you can't complain. No, if you vote, you can't complain, because you're going a fucking along with a goddamn fraud that you know is a fucking fraud, with people that you know are trying to destroy you, kill your fucking loved ones, your family members. You are the fucking problem. You can't get your fucking head straight, or else you have no spine. You have no goddamn guts. You're fucking worthless to yourself and everybody around you. I wonder how the Patriots felt in the fucking 1775 after they started fighting and the aristocrats started building their private fucking colonial army units. But then in the South, where the goddamn war was really won, They had to bring in the fucking militia, the Green Mountain Boys. And they went out and they kicked the shit out of the fucking British fighting fucking guerrilla warfare. But I wonder, I mean, I just have to fucking wonder, what are your thoughts, people? What are you thinking is going to happen? I mean, you're afraid to die? You're going to die anyway. It's not what you do between, well, you're born dying. It ain't what you do between being born and dying. I mean, just living life is about what you do, what you fucking put in place. It's like the butterfly effect. Everything you did during your life put something in motion that changed the fucking environment of the fucking planet or changed the world you lived in. And you fucking allowed this shit. You had to be a part of it. They couldn't have done it without you, but they sure as hell could do it with the goddamn your consent. You people that, I mean, you go along with it because, hey, it's going to steal his fucking rights, not my rights. I mean, and I can actually get a license and I can make money off of selling him his fucking rights. It's like the goddamn background check. You have to pay to exercise a right. I don't fucking think so. That's not what the goddamn definition of the word right comes out to. But here are these people, and they're making goddamn money selling fucking guns in their fucking stores under fucking license as agents of the fucking government. You know, I've heard a lot of people say, the government can't buy them guns back. They never belonged to them. Yeah, they fucking did. When they belong to that government fucking agent, they belong to the fucking government. and you were buying it from the fucking government, because that fucking guy who did that background check on you with his FFL license, that made him a goddamn agent of the fucking government, just like the 501c3 churches, where the people, oh, they're making us marry queers in our fucking churches. Well, that's because your preacher, he went 501c3 and joined with the fucking government, and so he is a government agent. He's got a license. He let himself be licensed. And if you get a license, you can't refuse anybody. You can't even have your fucking beliefs. You do what you're fucking told.
Hey, you're 100% right. Do you know, like the 501c3 churches, do you know, like, when they turn that in to become 501c3, they are told what they can and cannot even preach about? They're 100% controlled agency. You're 100% right.
The churches were the only institutions that were on a par with American National. But they didn't need to join with the government. They could do as they goddamn well pleased, like any free American national could. They did it because they were greedy, because they, you know, like the world church, like the Catholic church, I mean, the Protestant church, these churches are all over the world. And they want to be, and their corporations, the idea of the corporation is to make fucking money, to gain power. A church claiming to be representing Jesus Christ wants to enslave your fucking ass, wants to take from you in violation of your rights. And they're getting paid to fucking do it. They're getting paid to fucking take God, bring the fucking invasion in. They have aided in invading this fucking country, and every one of them must answer to the fucking law. Never forget it. If I'm dead, if I'm gone, never forget it. Make every one of those fucking Judeo motherfuckers answer to any member of any organized religion that fucking helped the fucking invasion has to be fucking punished, and the punishment is for, that's for treason. That's up against the fucking wall. Anyways, we've made it to the top of the hour, and we've had another broadcast. Like I said, this weekend, all 5 broadcasts will be put up. I guarantee it. I'm waiting on just the equipment, and we're not rolling in fucking dough here, man. I mean, in fucking the help, I got some help yesterday from an old friend, and it helped a lot. But I mean, I'm going to put up a thing on the main page and telling that, hey, we could use some fucking help. We have moved the mountain. We have done more work than you can fucking imagine. Work that you couldn't fucking do. Work that nobody could fucking do if they had to rearrange something that was built by a fucking genius from scratch who never done it before. This has been a hell of a goddamn adventure, I'll tell you what. Anyways, we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, remember, it's not your constitutional rights. It's your absolute either God-given or natural rights born that you were born with, and they cannot be fucking removed. If somebody tries to remove them, it is your goddamn duty to yourself. Or die a coward. A coward dies 1,000 deaths. A brave man dies but one. But you got to make the choice yourself. You have to fucking come to terms with what's going on, and you better do it pretty fucking quick, because they're going in high gear. And that is the word from the trenches. Let's get back over here. It's always fun. Okay. See you tomorrow. Yeah.